Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, sopa.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It's Chris Pavona with the Make It Rain news update on the Fantasy Sports Network. Guys, last night, the NFL opened up their 100th season, sort of. It was the Hall of Fame game last night, the beginning of the NFL preseason, as most of the starters stayed on the sidelines for both the Atlanta Falcons and the Denver Broncos. Broncos win this game 14-10, going over the spread of 2.5 and staying under the total of 34.5. The winning play came when rookie quarterback Brett Ripien hurled a pass into the right corner of the end zone where it was deflected, and Juwan Winfrey latched onto it with 1:26 remaining. And then he showed off some very interesting
hashtag torn ticket.
Yep, that's exactly what Joe was
saying. Oh, the dance was awesome.
Oh, that was one of the funniest things ever. But, of course, all I could think of is where is Forrest Gump when you need him right there.
Hey, Joe, I may or may not have had Brett Ripien in my DFS lineups. And so, you know, that extra little touchdown was nice. It was very nice.
What's the difference between cashing and not cashing last night?
Speaking of some DFS here, some notable stats, Broncos rookie quarterback Drew Lock finished this game going 7 for 11 passing, 34 passing yards. He had one rush for 6 yards, and he got sacked twice. Falcons quarterback Benkert, he played most of this game going 19 of 34, 185 passing yards, one touchdown. He got sacked 3 times, and he also had one rushing attempt for 17 yards. That was a pretty good DFS play right there, Dane.
I had him in my captain's chair, brother. And here's the thing also, Joe, I'm sure you saw this. He was supposed to play the whole game, but then got a toe or a foot injury, and they had to bring Matty Shaw back into the game, which is very rare in preseason. But Benkert was going to go the route. He then got hurt, and they had to bring back in Matty Shaw. But, yeah, it was a decent DFS day for me last night.
I like to hear that. This game was noted that for the first time, the NFL tried out challenges for pass interference. Vic Fangio also became the first coach to utilize this new rule, allowing the challenges of pass interference calls. It was late in the second quarter when Lyndon Stevens was called for a 43-yard defensive penalty. The officials upheld the call. Guys, quickly, some scores from last night's MLB action. Marlins beat the Twins 5-4. Phillies beat the San Francisco Giants 10-2. Mets, they beat the White Sox 4-0 for their 7th straight victory. A's beat the Brewers 5-3. Blue Jays, they take down the Orioles 11-2. The newly appointed World Series favorites, the Astros, they beat the Indians. Guys, this is a team you said could possibly give the Astros a run for their money a little bit. Well, they lost 7-1 here. Rays, they beat the Red Sox 9-4, completing the sweep at Fenway. Cardinals blanked the Cubs 8-0. Braves beat the Reds 4-1. And the Dodgers, they beat the Padres 8-2. In this game, Clayton Kershaw records his 2,397th strikeout of his career. He moves past Sandy Koufax on the all-time strikeout list. Some of the top stories from around the sports world here. Major League Baseball on Thursday suspended 6 players and both managers for their roles in the benches clearing brawl between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds on Tuesday night. Reds manager David Bell got 6 games, and pitcher Amir Garrett gets 8 games. Jared Hughes, 3 games, and Yasiel Puig, who acknowledged that.
And Cleveland Indians get suspended as well because of the Pirates-Red brawl.
He gets suspended for 3 games. Pirates pitcher Keon Keller got the longest ban here at 10 games for intentionally throwing a pitch near the head of Reds Derek Dietrich and later instigating the brawl. Teammates Jose Osuna gets 5 games. Kyle Crick gets 3 games. Manager Clint Hurdle gets 2 games. All discipline there. All 6 players have appealed the suspensions and can continue to play until those appeals are heard. Bell began the suspension Thursday night, and Hurdle would begin serving his ban tonight. MLB also fined Pirates pitcher Trevor Williams, Reds first baseman Joey Votto, and Reds outfielder Philip Irvin undisclosed amounts. Other players who participated in the skirmish while on the injured list, including Pirates catcher Francisco Cervelli, also have been fined. In NFL news, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones said he believes a contract extension will be reached with running back Ezekiel Elliott, but the organization will not bend in its desire to do a deal that will allow it to keep all its talent under the same roof. As far as doing something that would disrupt and shake the base of our plans on how to keep the talent we've got here, I'm not about to shake that loose. This is what Jerry Jones said after Thursday's practice. Jones also acknowledged he does not believe there is a time when a deal has to be put in place, like, for say, the start of the regular season. But Jones also acknowledged that he believes Zeke will be a Cowboy for a very long time. Guys, that is the news from me, Chris Bavona. We got plenty of stuff to come up here on Make It Rain. I am interested about those Major League Soccer games. I'm going to have to get to one at Yankee Stadium there, Dane.
Yeah, it's good stuff, brother, man.
No excuse.
I went to one Red Bulls game, and I enjoyed that thoroughly.
I ain't a Red Bulls man, baby. New York is blue and white, baby. Let's go.
You live right by Yankee Stadium, man.
I do. A bit biased.
I've known the Red Bulls since they were the Metro Stars.
Whatever. I don't care. New York is blue and white. Come on, city boys.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour. Make it rain on this Friday, August the 2nd. Welcome in, Joe and Eric, Dane Martinez. Loaded this hour. Coming up, the legend, Mark Lawrence, playbook.com, will join us. Bottom of this hour, in fact, as we take a look through his playbook, one of the best in, well, it's just a publication you must have, guys. Get a copy of your playbook at playbook.com. Everything that it comes to the upcoming NFL and college football season, we'll pick his brain. We'll get some suggestions from him as he joins us. And then a little bit later, we'll get Andrew McGinnis from sportsmemo.com, one of the best Canadian football, the CFL handicappers, who I believe to date here has only, I think he's only missed one game through eight weeks now, through 7 weeks. He's only lost one game, and yeah, he bets every week, guys. He's, it's crazy, and he's got obviously a couple of games here this weekend, and he'll tell us who he likes, point us in the right direction, looking to make it rain. And as we look at some of these headlines from the last 24 hours, certainly in the NFL, we told you about Ryan Khalil coming out of retirement to join the Jets, which I absolutely love. I also love the fact that we're hearing a lot of good things about Sam Darnold, year number two here in camp. A lot of the way he's approaching, a lot of guys really taking a leadership role in year number two. He's got a new coach, new offensive system. But the reports coming out of New York there, Dane, I'm sure you're hearing, he's in his own, man. It's he's really taking it seriously, and this is a guy that we might be very well surprised if the offense can protect him, might have a real breakout year here, year number two.
Yeah, listen, we all expect, you know, sophomore jumps for a lot of quarterbacks. We've seen it before. We'll see it again. Everyone expects Baker to take a jump. Why not Sam? And Darnold was also, Joe, the youngest starting quarterback ever in the NFL last year at only 20 years old. And when he came back in that last month after an injury, he was playing really, really well. So if he can continue that going, offensive line upgrades, receiver upgrades, Le'Veon Bell in the backfield, it could be a step forward. I hope so.
Love it. All right. We'll dive into some NFL talk. We'll do it coming up here. Let's make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Brad Ziegler joins here on the show.
When Sam Dyson and Sergio Romo go to the Twins, it makes you wonder, is Taylor Rogers still the guy there? Like, I don't know if that's the guy they want to close. He's kind of the closer by default there. And now you bring in a couple guys who have some closer experience. It kind of muddles the back end of the Twins bullpen a little bit. Maybe they're completely content with Taylor Rogers in that role. I would be very hesitant to say that I have an idea what's going on there.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-something pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
All right, here we go. Welcome back in. Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez as we get ready for another weekend of sports investing. Tonight, Major League Baseball. We've got some weekend series going to take shape, including the Cubs taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. Big National League Central battle there as those two teams try to keep pace with the Cardinals. And, of course, the American League East, Red Sox in town in the Bronx. Yankees, Red Sox, see if they can't, take back what they had lost last weekend at Fenway Park, that being the New York Yankees. But NFL is underway. Last night, we got our first look at some preseason football with the Denver Broncos cashing tickets for people. They covered the 2.5 closing line. The under also hit last night, 14-10. Those of you that were backing Atlanta, certainly on the line there, laying, getting 2.5. It was a rough start to the season already. You're hashtag tearing up a ticket when you got beat with about a minute left on a deflected pass in the end zone. But get used to it. The NFL is here, and we've got plenty more of that coming. And some of the storylines continue to float around the NFL. And I got to tell you, the more I looked into this story, the crazier it got, Dan. You had mentioned the Jets bring out a dude out of retirement who was, 5 or 6-time Pro Bowler in Khalil, right? Yeah. To play center. And you had also mentioned that there's something very interesting going on over at the Washington Redskins camp where maybe the best, and I'm not being, I'm not being over exaggerating when I say Trent Williams, guys, could be the best blindside blocker in the game. Like in the game. And he's a young guy. And right now he is not in the Washington Redskins training camp. In fact, he's probably not going to be with them very much longer over the next couple of weeks. And it all stems from the fact that Trent Williams is telling the Redskins that the only way I will come back is if you guys fire the entire medical staff. It's right. not a money thing. It's nothing like that, which makes this obviously very different than what we're used to hearing. Trent Williams is bent out of shape because he thinks the medical staff of the Washington Redskins only cares about what the man at the top cares about and doesn't care about the players. And it all stems from the fact that last year, allegedly, he went to the medical staff during the season. He had a growth on his head and he wanted to get it checked out. So he went to the doctor, the medical team on the Redskins, and they said, "Hey guys, can you check that out?" They checked it out and they reportedly came back to him and said, "No, it's nothing. It's a little skin tag. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. It's all good to go." Well, at the end of the season, he actually went to another doctor because it wasn't getting any better. And that doctor found out, "Yeah, you got a tumor, dude. Like you got a tumor on your head growing." And that was it for that point. His relationship with this team has never been the same. And I don't blame him. I mean, you got a tumor on your head. You told him to rub some dirt on it, like he's imagining things. And so his demands really aren't, you know, his grievances with Washington is not money related. He doesn't trust the damn medical staff. And can I tell you, that's got to be pretty important in this. We've never heard it before. But yeah, you got to trust the medical staff, especially if you're in the trenches. And Trent Williams, I don't blame the guy.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, we have heard it before, Joe. Like we know players feel that sometimes the team and team doctors and stuff are like, rub some dirt on it. This is like a non-football kind of thing, though, right? Like we hear that, rub some dirt on it when like, oh, maybe you're concussed or maybe you got a sprain or something to shoot you up. But this is with a tumor. So I'm telling you right now, Trent Williams will not play another down for the Washington football team. Like this is not a contract dispute like you're saying.
Yep.
He ain't budging on this, okay? And so Washington, he's telling friends, there was a report out yesterday, that he's fine to sit out the season. This guy has made money. He is an all-pro left tackle. Okay, and as a veteran, he don't need it anymore.
Nope.
Okay, to what, protect the blind side of some rookie, right? That and when they've reset the clock on that franchise, also, and he knows that by the time Haskins is ready to roll, Williams will be gone anyway. So he wants a trade, and I think the Washington football team may, you know, realize that you better get something as opposed to getting nothing for it.
Right.
And I really believe the Jets and the Texans are two teams that could go shopping. And remember, Joe Douglas, as the GM, was in Philly. Right down I-95, saw Trent Williams play twice a year for the last decade. All right, so I really think Houston and the Jets might be calling Washington right now, but it's going to change the fortunes of some teams in the NFL, okay, to all of a sudden get an all-pro left tackle, all right? And the Washington football team knows that this ain't going to happen also because they went out and signed, Joe, Donald Penn, former Oakland Raider, because they knew they could not have the liability that was Eric Flowers being their starting left tackle. So they don't think Trent Williams is coming through that door anytime soon either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, then when you look at it, too, you mentioned the Texans, obviously, that they are in talks. And the Redskins and Gruden know it. They're talking to teams because they're trying. They're already figuring out life. And it's a shame because all of this could have been avoided if, you know, if the adults in a room actually just stood up and had a conversation. But the problem is the Redskins continue to act like they don't know what he's talking about and like you're crazy. And
I don't
he's
think
like,
this
I'm
is
not
something he makes up. You know what I mean?
No,
like he doesn't
I'm
make
not
this
crazy.
Up.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the concussion protocol and that thing, doctors are supposed to be there to save the players from themselves because the players oftentimes, they don't care what the doctor, like, get my ass back in the game. That's what these guys do. But this was different. This was, I've got
it's
a growth on my head.
Yeah, like a real life. This isn't a sprained elbow.
Right, exactly. This was a wake-up call, and he's willing to come back. He's just willing to do it at the cost of bringing an entire new medical staff, which is unique, but he does look like he's going to be playing for somebody else.
Medical malpractice. What do you think?
Yeah, like, well, there's also that conversation, too. Yeah, there's that conversation as well. But the Patriots are also in the mix here, and which, of course, would make total sense. The team that has the best
in the NFL that this guy would be a good get. I don't know what else would be.
Well, the teams that have the most cap space right now that would be able to go out, who obviously have a need, is the Cleveland Browns. They've got four. They're number four on the remaining cap space to be able to go out and sign a guy like this. And, they're middle of the road at best with offensive line. It's probably the weakest part of their team. And you've got Baker Mayfield, second-year quarterback, going behind a line that might not be able to protect him. Having Odell and all the rest of the guys there, Landry on that team, it doesn't do you any good if you don't have time to get the ball to him. So I can see why Cleveland would want to go out and get this, but please don't go to the Patriots. Like, seriously, if Belichick's able to pull this off, it's like, come on, man. Like, it's hard enough to get to Brady because he only holds the ball for half a second. Like, it's already gone. Like, you can't get to him as it is. And now you're going to give him somebody like this to protect his blind side. I can't. But I do think it goes to show you how dysfunctional the Washington Redskins organization is, and I got to believe it starts at the top, my man. That owner is a nightmare, and there's a reason why Redskins fans have been calling for this guy sell the team for how long now, Dane?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. You referenced the Cleveland Browns, who you're right, do have the fourth most cap space left in the NFL with about $12 million. That could fit a Trent Williams contract. Yeah. But, Joe, number two in the NFL in cap space is the Houston Texans, Joe.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And number one, though, Joe, in cap space is the Indianapolis Colts, who just drafted. Remember, they drafted Quentin Nelson last year, upgrading that offensive line. If they Andrew Luck and his health and all that stuff, like, they're another team primed and ready to go if they keep building on that offensive line. The top five salary caps still remaining, by the way: Indy, Houston, Tennessee, Cleveland, and Miami. Our Jets are 12th in the league in cap space.
Yeah, they spent a lot in the offseason there. They had a nice round number. Yeah, but you know what? I love the Khalil signing and Trent Williams. As long as you don't end up with the Patriots, I'm good to go.
Trent Williams for Jadeveon Clowney straight up with the Houston Texans.
All day they'll pull that off. All right, Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. We'll talk some college and NFL. We'll do that coming up here at Make It Rain Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy football frenzy.
I'll still take Drake in the fifth round. Take him in the fifth, sixth.
I think you're nuts.
I'm down with it.
You will be down with it. Down in like eighth, ninth place.
What do you mean?
Now.
He did it with split carries last year. I don't care that it's a low-powered offense. David Johnson is on the Arizona Cardinals.
So now you're comparing Kenny and Drake to David Johnson?
No, I'm just saying that.
Sounds like it hurts. Didn't it sound like
he's
he was comparing?
He's on a team.
I think Chris is fighting a lawyer case where he's quickly losing.
Watch live weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, people, it is Friday. I can't believe it, August the 2nd. So really good news. We've got Major League Baseball for another 2 months here as the World Series playoff stretch coming up. Excitement there. But last night, we got our first taste of something that looked like football, known as the preseason, the Hall of Fame game there. Denver taking on Atlanta. That means, yeah. The NFL season is upon us. College football year, just a couple of weeks away from there. And when you put the NFL and college together and try to make heads or tails of it, I couldn't think of anybody better to have on the show to do just that than the legend himself, Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. He joins us on this Friday. And Mark, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Thanks for taking the time.
Joe and Dane, great to be with you guys, and I can't believe it. Like you say, the pig is in the air. They had the Hall of Fame preseason football game yesterday. Unbelievable. But with that, we're going to set the table and get ready for the 2019 season.
Absolutely. And, you know, the first thing I wanted to ask you, Mark, because we've been saying it here all week, and when it comes to betting on the preseason, it's got this – you know, it's got this air about it where people go, ah, that's only for degenerates. Like we're panhandling on the corner looking for spare change so we can bet on this, on these preseason games. But the truth is the only people truly betting on this are the pros, are the sharps here, Mark. And the reason being is you got more edges during the preseason than you might have during the regular season. So can you speak to that? I mean, people betting on preseason football, they're usually guys who know what they're doing, no?
I like your analogy. You know, and if you were an attorney saying that I was a panhandler betting on preseason football games, I would tell you that I own a mansion in Malibu and one down here in South Beach on the water because of preseason football. It's largely due to the fact that there are a lot of edges in preseason football, and those edges start with both the quarterbacks and the coaches. If you can find out the rotations of the quarterbacks and know that you're going to get a starting quarterback playing half the football game, more importantly, who the backup quarterbacks are going to be if they have previous starting experience in the NFL, that's a huge edge. The other edge is the coaches. There's a lot of coaches that come to play to win preseason games where others look to evaluate the players and could care less about the preseason.
Yeah, Mark, you know, one of the things, I'm definitely on that coach narrative as well. You know, you could, on the players, you can follow beat reporters and see who's going to get the volume of snaps and things of that nature. But when you talk about the coaches, as a rule of thumb, would you say that kind of maybe new coaches want to try to build a culture, they're going to try and win games, whereas some of these veteran coaches understand how to kind of manage it, don't take it as seriously. And as I spin it forward, I look at coach records, Mark, Gruden – you know, on Hard Knocks. He's got a really good preseason record. Makes me think, you know, he's been, you know, making playbooks every year, just didn't have anyone to give it to, you know, and he knows the Hard Knocks. I think he's going to go balls to the wall. I don't think it's going to be good for the regular season, but I do think the Raiders are going to try and are going to win some preseason games. Does that stream of consciousness make sense to you? Is Gruden one of those coaches?
Well, that's a great question, Dane, because as far as new head coaches are concerned, you never know what you're going to get. Like last night with Vic Fangio, Denver Broncos. So, you know, was he going to come to play to win, or what, does he want to fill out a roster here? On the other side of the coin, there was a time when Dan Quinn from Atlanta was a new head coach. We didn't know what we were going to get. Hence, the time has passed with Dan Quinn. We find out that he could care less about preseason football games. He's 0-7, straight up end of the spread, his last seven preseason football games. And now he's 4-13 to the spread. So Dan Quinn is really an evaluator in preseason, doesn't go out to win football games. You mentioned John Gruden. He's 33-17, straight up on the scoreboard in the preseason. Yeah, he goes to play to win football games and tries to install that winning attitude in his team. And as you mentioned here, with Hard Knocks being around here, he's going to want to do just that this particular football season. I think he's got a better chance personally of winning in the preseason than he does this 2019 season coming up.
Might be the same win total for the preseason and the regular season for the Raiders.
If he's lucky, you got to be kidding if he's lucky there. Mark Lawrence joining us, playbook.com. Guys, I can tell you right now, it is a must-have if you're planning on doing any sports investing here, college or the NFL. Playbook.com, get yourself a copy of this year's playbook. And Mark, I got to ask you, because Dane and I were talking. You're a Cleveland guy, man, all right? We know that. Your roots, you're a Cleveland guy. So the Browns hype this year, I don't know. From a betting perspective, must be a little unsettling, certainly from a guy being from Cleveland. But listen, they got all the talent. You talk about first-year head coaches not knowing what to expect. Yeah, Freddie Kitchens, I don't know. Like, what do you expect from the Cleveland Browns as a team and as a from a betting perspective this year?
On the front cover of our Playbook Football Preview Guide magazine this year, which is on sale now at all the newsstands around the country, our main photograph is Baker Mayfield, and I put him on there for two reasons. One, because you know he's a rising star, and two, he's from Cleveland. I'm from Cleveland. Why not? You know, he draws. He sells. But if you take a close look at the photograph of Baker Mayfield, he's wearing a wristband, and on the wristband it says humble over hype. And that has got to be the mantra for the Cleveland Browns this football season here, because all this hype this team is getting here is going to be very, very difficult for them to live up to these expectations. And with the cast of characters that they put together here, it may be practically impossible to do just that. Vegas has got their season win total at 9.5 wins. We're talking about a team 2 years ago didn't win a football game, and now you have to win 10 games. Yeah, the mistake on the lake is right. You have to win 10 games to cash that ticket here this year. I'm going to throw a real neat stat at you guys here, and think this through when you're making season over-under win totals. If you take a look at what the Cleveland Browns did last football season here, and, you know, they had a little bit of a meteoric rise last year, and it was largely because of Mayfield and a little bit because of Kitchens, but the bottom line is they won seven football games. Those seven wins were more than they had won the previous 3 years combined. Okay, so if you take a look at NFL football teams and look at their win total, and if they exceed a combined win total of three previous years combined, there have been only four teams that have done that in my database since 1980. Okay, wow. Those four teams have been absolutely pathetic the following year, living back up to that expectation here. And in fact, when those teams have been favored in division games, they're 0-11 to the spread. They've only won one game as a favorite. So, you know, these are high hurdles for the Cleveland Browns to have to get over this particular football season here. And I'm saying that as a Cleveland Browns fan, largely because I've learned that you don't bet with your heart. You know, you bet with the talent on the field here. So I'm really, really afraid they're going to fall short of expectations here. But you know something, the bottom line is if they win eight games this year, it would be an improvement over last year, and they'll be on the path to where they need to get to. I think they're going to fall a little bit short. I think Pittsburgh wins the division, but there's a lot of hype going on in Cleveland these days.
Yeah, Joe and I also think, you know, the hype has gone a little bit too far. They may be, you know, the arrow may be pointing up, but maybe a little bit crazy, that 9.5. Let me ask you this, Mark, because I know you got college under your belt as well. And however I feel about the college playoff and how many teams should be involved, I think you will understand as I ask this question. Mark, which Power 5 conference do you think is going to get left out of the playoff this year as we're talking about it? Like, we know the SEC is obviously strong as always, but, you know, which conference champion kind of may be on the outside looking in because only four get in this year if you, as you stack these conferences up against each other in college football?
Nobody would be surprised if it were the Pac-12, largely based on their body of work, what we've seen the last 2 years. They were just absolutely tragic in bowl games last football season here. But I believe the Pac-12 will be up this year. I think there's a couple of teams that are going to be strongly in the making, Oregon, Southern Cal. Even you take a little bit about that conference, there's other teams I think that are on the rise. I think the guy that could come up a little bit short this year might be the Big 12 conference. And the reason I say that is there's some big shoes to have to fill there. Oklahoma with Kyler Murray, you know, now moving on to the National Football League. Jalen Hurts is a great pickup, a great fill-in from Alabama. But will they live up to that same expectation? That remains to be seen. I think Texas is a vastly overrated football team this year. They're a team that people think are going to challenge Oklahoma for the titles. A lot of people see them winning the conference, but I see a team in Texas that last year won 10 football games, but their defense allowed almost 400 yards a game, and they went backwards 36 yards a game. So bottom line to me is I think the Pac-12 is a little bit overrated here, and I think the Big 12 is a little bit overrated, and I think the Pac-12 makes amends for their disastrous performances the last two seasons.
Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. All right, Mark, we got just about a minute or so left here. Part of being a successful handicapper going into a college season is recognizing what teams are definitely going to be overvalued, like you just talked about, Texas being one of them, but also, more importantly, teams that are going to be undervalued. Give me the name of a program that you think not going to get an awful lot of love from the odds makers where there's going to be some value betting on them this year.
Well, I think one is the Baylor Bears out of the Big 12. Now, they could be the team that could be the surprise in the conference there. I'm a big, big Matt Rhule fan. And if you take a look at his charts, what he's done is he's inherited pathetic programs. And he's taken them year by year. In the second year at the program, he's really, really escalated and gone on to a winning season here. They're loaded with a lot of returning talent. The Baylor Bears, I put them on the watch list. I think another team that could end up making a surprise this year might be UCLA out of the Pac-12. And that's because of the fact that Chip Kelly, the head coach, he's got some experience on these players' belts here. You know, he plays that nonstop, give me some air, gasping type of football. But the bottom line is they got that under their belt this particular season here. Yeah. So with
Mark,
that, I'm going to take a look at Chip Kelly and see UCLA could be a little bit of a surprise team this year as well.
Mark Lawrence, it's a must-have, guys. Playbook.com at a newsstand. Make sure you visit them. Playbook.com. Mark Lawrence, pleasure, my friend. Thanks for taking the time. Good luck. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, Joe and Dane, thanks. Be good, guys. Enjoy the games and be well.
You got it. Mark Lawrence, Playbook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321-321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321-321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say, that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, great stuff from Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. It is a must-have, guys. Make sure you make your way to playbook.com. College, NFL, plenty of information there as we run the whole gamut here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez. And we switch gears. We go from NFL, college football, to, yes, even more damn football. It's called the Canadian Football League, the CFL. And those of you that don't know, they've already been, let's see, 1, 2, 3. There's 8 weeks. We're starting week 8 already in the CFL in a season that seems like it never ends. But there is one guy that has dominated the CFL landscape here from the very beginning, from week 1. He has been absolutely on fire. You can find him at sportsmemo.com. It's Andrew McGinnis. He joins us here. And Andrew, happy Friday. Thanks for taking the time out, my man.
Happy Friday, guys. Good morning to you. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. Well, I mean, listen, it's not as well as you, though, because you've been crushing it in the Canadian Football League here. Hard to believe. I know some people are like, wow, it's been that long. Yeah, we're going on week 8. I was watching the game last night, Winnipeg and Toronto, and you and I have talked when the season started, not expecting a whole lot out of Toronto, and I'm not sure that we're going to expect any more from Toronto, but here we are, week 8. For those that might not have been following, give us the name. Give us kind of a recap of what the CFL season has been. Who are the contenders? Who are the pretenders right now?
Well, Joe, I mean, I'm happy you brought up Toronto. They got their first win of the season last night against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and they ended up closing as 15-point underdogs. So they get their first win. So, I mean, huge for them. And you know, I actually had Winnipeg first half -8 and was able to cover that number, so you could easily say I was a little bit more happy I had the first half side in that one game. But you know, it's been one of those seasons where it's been competitive. I mean, you haven't really had one team that's dominated really besides in each division, besides Hamilton and Winnipeg, besides those two teams in their respective divisions. It's been very, very competitive. One thing that's really been too bad about this year has been the injuries, especially at the quarterback position. We've seen too many guys go down. It's really been tough. It starts with Antonio Pipkin of the Montreal Alouettes, a guy like Bo Levi Mitchell for the Calgary Stampeders. We've just seen, you know, James Franklin for the Toronto Argos. We've just seen way, way too many injuries. It's been really tough. We saw Zach Collaros get injured in opening week one with a concussion, and that was tough to see. But it's been a very competitive league so far, Joe. And like you said, it's a long, long season.
Yeah, Andrew, this is Dane Martinez here. I wanted to ask you, because I'm kind of new to the CFL. You know, I'm doing shows with Gabe, Lime, Game Movement. He's all over the CFL. But I know the concept in the NFL, the key numbers are 3 and 7, right? But in the CFL, scoring is different. You can get a random point here. Teams like opt to take the safety on purpose because of the size of the field, things of that nature. So I guess my kind of take a step back question is, what are the key numbers in the CFL? Because is it 7 and 3 still?
Dane, first of all, it's good to chat with you. Good to kind of be on air with you. I've definitely checked out some of your stuff. It's good to be talking with you. And
appreciate it, man.
You know,
likewise.
It's still relatively the same, to be honest with you. I get that question quite a bit. And, you know, definitely stay away from, you know, it's not as much the 7 really anymore. I guess you could say it's more so just the 3 and 6. And, you know, that single number doesn't really affect games too often. But when it does, it really does affect the game. And a good example of that would be last week. Really, really poor coaching decision by the Ottawa Redblacks head coach, Rick Campbell. So he elected to have his player run out of the end zone. Yeah, run out of the end zone and take that single point instead of actually kicking the ball out, which ended up electing to be 1 point. And then, you know, they set up Calgary with really good field advantage or field, point of perspective, and all of a sudden it's just them, you know, marching the field. All I needed was about 30 yards for a field goal, and it blew the game. So it definitely does change things. And, you know, for all of anybody out there listening that doesn't really watch the CFL too much, of course, there's 3 downs instead of 4. There's 12 players in the field. The field is wider, the bigger end zone. Just different rules like that that can really kind of change the league a little bit. So, you know, it definitely is similar to the NFL and in college, but it also has its own kind of twist to it and its own rules. So it definitely is, guys, a beatable market as far as betting goes and fantasy and that kind of stuff. So I've been doing this for several years, and, you know, I'm not going to sit here and ever tell you guys I don't like the NFL, because that'd be a lie. But I also really do enjoy watching the CFL as well.
Andrew McGinnis, sportsmemo.com is where you guys can catch up with him. Of course, he's always got his plays posted on there, sportsmemo.com. And as we take a look at the schedule tonight, Ottawa, Montreal, we got Edmonton, Calgary also tomorrow night. So break it down for us. Which one of these games do you like the best?
Honestly, the Edmonton-Calgary one is the most intriguing. That Ottawa-Montreal one is a very interesting game, and I think that number is where it should be. I will say, though, guys, the one thing that's interesting and notable to mention about that game is that this Montreal team is on an impressive winning streak right now. This Montreal team, probably, Joe, the last time you and I spoke CFL, I was telling them how much of a fade team they were, and now all of a sudden they're covering numbers. You know, this team went from being a, you know, getting 7 points to now laying 7 points. It's just crazy, you know, the ability in this league for teams' kind of reputation to change like that. And that's one thing I do like about the 9-man league is I know there's not that many teams, but you can go from at 1 point in the season, you know, being a 10-point underdog to now here they're laying close to 8 points against Ottawa. And, you know, they've really, really turned things around. But to me, as far as that game goes, it's more so just it's got to be a tipping point for Ottawa. They've had a rough couple of weeks. Rick Campbell's had a tough couple of weeks coaching-wise. The Ottawa Redblacks have had a tough couple of weeks, you know, injury-wise. They're finally getting Dominic Davis back at the quarterback position. That's huge. They had their backup, Jonathan Jens, in, and he didn't really do much, didn't really provide much offense for them. If I was to look at this one, I'd actually take a look at the under in this one. I'm expecting a lower scoring game. I can't really see Ottawa being involved in a high scoring game right now. And a track meet style, point for point, touchdown for touchdown type game. They need to keep things lower scoring. And, you know, I think Montreal right now has proven that their defense has gotten much better. If we take a look over the past, couple of weeks before their bye, they allowed Edmonton just scoring 10 points and, even against Ottawa back in week five, just 19 points. And this team's finally putting up some numbers themselves. I read an article saying Montreal saying they're finally having fun out there, guys. So I would look at the under in this one. And I got to say, I don't really feel comfortable quite yet, guys, laying that many points with Montreal. They covered that. They would have covered that number in the last time they met against Ottawa back in week five. But I don't like taking teams off a bye that had so much success before that. Because, the bye might slow things down for them, ruin some momentum. But as far as that Edmonton game goes, guys, this is a perfect instance where you look at a team that has such a high reputation in the Calgary Stampeders. Everybody knows them to be a great team, but they have not been that team this year, guys. And, of course, I mentioned off the top, Bo Levi Mitchell, their quarterback, has not been around. He's been injured. Edmonton is the team to beat in this matchup right now, and yet they're only laying 1 point.
Lost Andrew there, but it does look like Edmonton is the team to beat, though. Ottawa, Montreal, the under tonight in that game. I'm showing 53 here, Dane. I don't know what we got on the FanDuel Sportsbook, but do want to let you guys know, also, Andrew McGinnis available. sportsmemo.com. Always, you guys can get him there at McGinnis Picks on Twitter, and we're running out of time with him anyway. But that's all right, Andrew. We appreciate you, man. We're getting the under tonight in that game, and then we're going to be laying on Edmonton too tomorrow night. And as we take a look at Major League Baseball here for the weekend tonight, Dane, what's on the board? What have you been looking at? What do you like, man?
Yeah, I am looking into Hotlanta, and I think the ball is going to fly tonight. Gausman on the hill for the Braves. He's a gas can, in my opinion. The total is at, I've seen it at 8.5, and I've seen it at 9. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm taking it over. I think Alex Wood, it's his second start of the season, I think. He just kind of came back. I don't think Gausman is one of the better Braves hitters. I like these teams in a hot ballpark where it will fly. I think home runs will be hit. Give me the over with Atlanta Cincy tonight.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm going to ride the Mets, baby, as a small road favorite here, laying minus 110. Steven Matz, by the way,
just
coming into
the of the pitchers, that's not the four you're talking about,
exactly,
Joe.
Exactly. But he's been the guy that's actually been on the roll. He had a complete guy shutout against the Pirates just a couple of weeks ago on July 22nd. I like the way the Mets are playing. Confidence is an amazing thing, and we tell you about it all the time here, especially in baseball. 162 game season. There are going to be teams that go on streaks that either get on or get the hell out of the way here, guys. And I think they've already won 7 in a row, taking on Pittsburgh. Very winnable game. And they've got one of their best, most confident pitchers in the last month on the mound, Steven Matz. And don't look now, the Metropolitans at a small number on the road. Giants. They're getting money now. Can you believe that? As road favorites.
They're road favorites now. See, Joe, you hopped off the Giants onto the Mets, right?
That's it.
Next week, it'll be the A's that's your gravy train. We'll see.
That's right.
Sounds
dead
though,
to me there.
Man.
And, of course, Yankees, Red Sox. Where are you leaning tonight? Paxton Rodriguez.
I wouldn't be surprised if James Paxton can turn it around. I really do think his stuff is legit. I still hold hope that James Paxton can be that, SP2 for us, because the stuff is really there. Maybe he puts it together. I'll be in the building tomorrow, Joe, for Yankees Red Sox. I got a big weekend. Yankees Red Sox. And tonight, I am in an expert industry fantasy football draft, Joe.
Nice.
With a lot of people, some people from this network, Frank Stanfield, Matt Modica, others that are definitely friends of the network that we know about, Adam Ronis, Scott Engel and stuff. And Joe, I have the number one overall pick.
Ooh, let me guess. Yeah. You're going to go Sam Darnold?
Yes.
No, you're not going Sam? No, okay.
No, I was between two people,
right.
but one of them's in Mexico instead of in training camp, so I'll go with the other one.
And you're going to go with the other one.
Yeah, in about
we can't wait to hear about it on Monday. I want to know what that pick was going to be, man. Make sure that you share it, because don't tell
going
now.
Saquon, brother. We're going Saquon.
You're
going to
go
it's
Saquon.
Okay.
Yeah, safe.
It's very
safe
Saquon.
Bet. Yep,
the interesting part will be like at the one spot, like do I miss out on the quarterback run? Do I miss out on the tight end run and how it plays out? I'll break it down on Monday for you guys. We'll judge my team.
Love that. All right, we're going Mets. We're going Hotlanta. We're expecting the ball to fly out of the park there against Cincinnati. I'm going to take the Mets at home. I mean, the Mets on the road. And I'm also, you know what? I'm with you. I think Paxton turns it around. I think this is the game he gets back. I'm thinking a little positive regression is due. And I think the Yankees end up taking game one and set the tone for the weekend. And quite honestly, they're minus, what, 120 at home? So, I'm good at that price, though. I'll take the Yankees tonight to get the ball rolling. So, want to thank Mark Lawrence,
playbook.com. On Saturday, Joe.
Yes, yes. Also, the under tonight in the CFL. So, all good stuff there. Andrew McGinnis, sportsmemo.com. Charles Michel at twosportsinvestors.com. Good stuff. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, morning after. Next, we'll be back on Monday. Make it rain over the weekend, guys. Thanks for making us a part of your day.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
I love preseason because you know what I get to do? I get to check out the beat reporters and the practice notes, right? And that's where I could have told you that Ben Kirk was going to get all the snaps yesterday. He was in my DFS lineup. That Brian Hill was looking good at camp and was threatening as a receiver as well. Guess what? He caught a touchdown out of the backfield last night, okay? Mm-hmm. So there are edges because just like you mentioned when the AAF started, Joe, we're almost on even footing with the book in terms of information.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's that's what it's going to be like. Now, this is just one game. Of course, Sunday, you'll get a whole nother round of games, and over the next 4 weeks, you'll have an opportunity to take advantage. Not to mention it gives you a pretty good opportunity to learn a little something about some of these teams, which will only help you as the NFL season progresses. But all in all, one game in the books. Did we learn anything about some of these rookies last night? I think Drew Locke was exactly what Vic Fangio told us he was. He's a kid that, he's got a lot of raw talent, but he's not an NFL quarterback yet. And he missed a whole lot of throws that he probably shouldn't have missed. You had Noah Fant, who was the tight end for the Denver Broncos, who even, listen, either from betting or even from a fantasy perspective, getting to know and check out these rookies is actually probably a pretty beneficial thing for you. And he made a couple of decent catches. He made a drop or two here, but there were some offensive linemen that stuck out there from both sides, including Atlanta. So there was, all in all, I don't know that there weren't any real surprises, but I do think the one thing that stuck out to me, Dane, and I know it's got fantasy implications, is the running back situation for Denver. It's crowded to begin with, right? I mean, you've got, of course,
Lindsey,
you got Booker, you got all of these guys, you got these three guys, none of them played. But yet, this kid last night, that Muhammad, he finished with 50 yards. He had a score and 7 carries, 24 receiving yards. Like, you got to find a place for this guy. Like, all of a sudden now, they've got themselves some pretty good runners. We didn't see the three guys that were on the team last year, but I loved what I watched from this kid out of the backfield in Denver in that game.
Yeah, Muhammad had a nice game, and they've been saying, again, going back to the beat reporters and the practice reports, that this is not the first time. Like, he's been getting buzz in camp.